After months of controversy, today the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops opted not to prevent President Biden or other public figures who support abortion rights from receiving Holy Communion. Communion is a central sacrament to the Church. Several American bishops have said the Church should rebuke politicians for what they consider violations of Church teachings. Instead, the conference overwhelmingly voted to adopt a document that did not mention Biden or any other officials who support abortion rights. And for more, we're joined by John Carr at Georgetown University. He's founder of the Initiative on Catholic Social Thought and Public Life there. John, welcome again.
Thanks, Scott.
So the bishops today, their meeting today, declined to speak directly on communion and abortion rights. What happened today?
They voted 222-8 to adopt a 20-some page document on the sacrament of the Eucharist. And instead of focusing on the president or politicians or abortion, they addressed it to all Catholics, calling on us to live a life consistent with our faith. That sounds like a lot of unity, but it came after a year of great debate and division on how the Church ought to live out its mission, and specifically whether the sacraments ought to be used to punish public officials who violate Catholic teaching in their public roles.
Now this issue of communion or Eucharist has been debated for a long time. There was a special working group at the Bishops' Conference set up specifically for this question. Is there now a sense that this issue has been put to bed, that one side won out, as it were?
Well, there was a relentless campaign by bishops and others to focus on the president and focus on abortion. And they did so over the objections of the Vatican and Pope Francis against the practice of almost all bishops. Nowhere else in the Church around the world is communion used in this way. So I think most of the bishops said this is divisive, it's a diversion, it's not where we want to go. And they, frankly, were looking for an off-ramp from this confrontation, and today they found one by challenging all Catholics to live out the Eucharist in their lives.
Now, when President Biden visited the Vatican earlier this year, he said Pope Francis called him a good Catholic and could continue to receive communion. Despite today's result, is there still a push and pull here between the American Church and the Vatican?
There are lots of divisions in the Catholic community. And frankly, there is some division between the U.S. bishops, some U.S. bishops, and Pope Francis. There's certainly division among Catholics. In a lot of ways, the polarization in public life is now being expressed in Catholic life. So I don't think that solves those divisions, but they avoided, frankly, a train wreck that would showcase all those divisions and further divide an already polarized.
Yeah, polarized. Now, in practical terms, how might this work? If an individual bishop thinks it's important to deny communion to politicians supporting abortion rights, can a bishop do that?
They can't. Bishops run their own diocese. That's always been the case, and that was one of the ironies of this whole thing, is that Cardinal Gregory in Washington has already said he would never deny communion to the president or others on this basis. So, frankly, in some ways, it was more about politics than it was about pastoral care. But that can happen. But I want to emphasize, that's not the way we see the Eucharist. We live the Eucharist. Pope Francis said, I've never denied communion to anyone. And he's not alone in that. This is not the way the Eucharist is to be used in our community. Frankly, it was the wrong message using the Eucharist in this way. It was the wrong messengers. The bishops have their own credibility problems, and it certainly was the wrong time. We're just emerging from COVID, hopefully,
right,
and we ought to invite people back to church, not argue over who shouldn't get communion.
All right. Okay. John Carr, Georgetown University. Thanks once again.
Thanks, Scott.